Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty.
If I get lucky someday, we're gonna dance, we're gonna sing. If I get lucky someday, I'm gonna give you everything. Things you ain't never had, things you never seen. I'm gonna take you places you've never been. If I get lucky someday, if I get lucky someday, if I get lucky someday, we're gonna have a lot of fun. If I get lucky someday, then you and I will be as one. I said your name and my name are gonna be the same. If it doesn't happen, I won't be to blame. If I get lucky someday, if I get lucky someday. If I get lucky someday, we're gonna have a lot of fun. If I get lucky someday, then you and I will be as one. I said your name and my name are gonna be the same. If it doesn't happen, I won't be to blame. If I get lucky someday, if I get lucky someday, well, let me tell you now, whoa. I said, come on, baby, if I get lucky, yeah, I'm gonna buy you, I'm gonna buy you the moon now, yeah.
Welcome to On Target, where we play Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, spinning all on vinyl at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. Hey, hello there, and welcome back to the show. Started this hour off with Duffy Power, a British blue-eyed R&B singer and guitarist who started off playing rock and roll, but in the early 1960s, he moved to R&B and blues, and he put out some great records. A little bit of jazz influence. In fact, he was a session musician on the soundtrack for the 1969 film The Italian Job. That track is called If I Get Lucky Someday on the Parlophone label from 1963.
Take your hand, let's stomp. Walk, girl, let's stomp now.
That was the Showstoppers. Track called Shake Your Mini was the second single by the band. The group included Alex and Laddie Burke, both younger brothers of Solomon Burke, and Timmy and Earl Smith, so two sets of brothers. The band formed at Germantown High School in Philadelphia and rehearsed under the guiding hand of Solomon Burke. That track came out on the Showtime label in 1968. Before that, Bobby Comstock with a track called Let's Stomp, written by Goldstein, Feldman, and Gordier, who are better known as the Strangeloves. And they were actually much more prolific than people even realize. Wrote a lot of music for other musicians, as well as the songs that they wrote for the Strangeloves themselves in their different iterations as the Strange Brothers of the Sheep and so on. This track came out on the Lawn label in 1963.
Please stand by for an important announcement.
Hi guys, sorry, I truly apologize for interrupting, but I couldn't resist sharing this fantastic opportunity with you all. Okay, look, the Face Radio needs support, and you could use some cool stuff, right? So it's a win-win situation. Just go to thefaceradio.com, hit the merchandise button, and then donate whatever you can based on the prices there, and then in return, you'll get some fantastic Face Radio merch for free. Not only that, but your donation is also tax deductible. So it's a triple win. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening. Let's get back to the music.
Get around, girls, and take a look at me. 'Cause I got something that you ought to see. Some good love, and it's out of sight. Yeah, the things I do, time again. You got me crying, baby, and my tears are flowing just like rain. Well, I'm all alone in blue as can be, and I'm walking up a one-way street. It don't take much to please me, but every day here lately seems like all you do is tease me. Well, I'm all alone in blue as can be, and I'm walking up a one-way street, yeah. To be your girl, it seems as though it's the other way round, and I'm walking to my doom. Well, I'm all alone in blue as can be, and I'm walking up a one-way street, yeah.
That was Willie T walking up a one-way street on the NOLA label. Before that, a track that I was originally exposed to because the Undertones did a version of it in the whole Mod Revival era, and I loved their version and then discovered that it was actually a cover of the Isley Brothers. So I played for you the original Isley Brothers track, which came out on Tamla in 1967, and started off that set with Jimmy Holiday, The New Breed, on the Diplomacy label.
Yes, I do, but the words won't come.
And I don't know what to say. I should tell you, I love you, I do. My words should explain, but my words won't come. I shouldn't hide my love deep inside. My words should explain, but my words won't come. I should tell you just how I feel, and I keep trying.
Yes, I do.
And I don't know what to say, Lord.
center of the country and the middle of nowhere. This is On Target on the Face Radio. The soul of Brooklyn.
Kick me, Charlie, if you catch me talking to her. I'm trying to forget her. Charlie for messing with his sister. Well, she's the kind of girl that will tell you she's your lover. Then behind your back she'll romance your big brother. Should've known better than to mess with your sister. Should've known better than to mess with your sister. For messing with your sister. Well, she's the kind of girl that will tell you she's your lover. Then behind your back she'll romance your big brother. Should've known better than to mess with your sister. Should've known better than to mess with your sister. Kick me, Charlie, if I call her tomorrow.
Kick me, Charlie.
Kick me, Charlie, 'cause she'll only be a song.
started off there with the Zombies, a track that is really hard to find on 45, but I came across it last week at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. The track's called I Love You, and it came out in Canada on the Parrot label. After that, Terry Black, a track called Kick Me Charlie, written by Tommy Rowe, and it seems very likely that it was a Kurt Boucher production because it has an Hour Productions credit. Came out in 1967 on the ARC label. And lastly, a band that seems to only have released tracks in Canada. I can't be sure if they're a Canadian band or not. Can't find too much information on them. They're called Portland Street South. And though they only came out on the Rio label in Canada, they're part of Gaiety Records, which is out of Thunder Bay, Ontario. That track's called Baby Get Out and came out in 1969. This is The Face Radio,
and you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. The Artistics, I'll Come Running. It's the flip side of This Heart of Mine on the OK label, which makes this a great double-sider. And before that, another great double-sider, Bob Ralph, the flip side of Blowing My Mind to Pieces, track called Girl, You're My Kind of Wonderful, on the Trans-American label from 1968, and started that set off with Barbara Acklin, Just Ain't No Love Left, backed by the Young Holt Trio. Sadly, just as poignant and on topic today as it was when it was written back in 1968. And that was released on the Brunswick label.
Yeah. think they're so bad.
Got a few tracks on the OK label, although the last track I played there, Major Lance, Too Hot to Hold, which I played on the Canadian Epic label. OK was released in Canada on the Epic label. Before that, The Capitals, Ain't That Terrible on the Karen label, and started off with The Vibrations, also on the OK label. Soul A-Go-Go from 1966. On Target, Dance Party Radio in England
on modradiouk.net.
Come down, I buy a bum tam fried. There's a time for me. Leave the man business. are your bum bum bright? To be or not to be, that is the question, and you must answer me. Yes, we must all try to live as one. So if you can give an helping hand, just come down and buy your bum.
Was a taste of some of the ska and reggae that I played at the Y Bobber Winnipeg Weekender. Started off with Fitzroy Sterling, Play It Cool is the name of that track from 1968 on the Gas label. After that, Tanamo, Come Down on the Island label from 1963. And also from 1963, The Schoolgirls, Little Keithy on the Bluebeat label.
Hey, hey! Lord have mercy. Listen to me now. From Maine to California, from Bangor to LA, everybody's walking. They're walking night and day. Fucking walk. Everybody's doing a fucking walk. As you're looking good. Some fucking walk. Look at this. In Salt Lake City, Utah, they got that funky groove. Down in Alabama, they really on the move. Fucking walk. Hey, come on, do that fucking walk. Fucking walk, y'all. Fucking walk. easy. Not now, I'll tell you when. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh,
creeping up into the 70s there, starting off with Watson and the Sherlocks from 1969, Funky Walk on the Soulville label. After that, First Choice, This is the House Where Love Died on the Scepter label from 1972. And finally, The Light Drivers, Operator on Gemini. I'm going to leave you off now with a Jamaican R&B track that to me could be straight up Northern Soul. It's credited as Millie and Jackie, who would be Millie Smalls and Jackie Edwards. The flip side has them singing, this side does not. But you can hear Millie Smalls humming in the background. This came out in 1965 on the Island label. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and consider donating to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.